kiss me. It's like sunshine and whiskey.
Hey, is this Matt?
This is Matt. Is this Frankie?
Hey, sure is.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am doing real good. And you're going to be doing pretty good, too, because Friday is a big day for you. First, it's your birthday, and you have a concert on the same night.
I wouldn't rather be doing any other thing. I've done a lot of my birthdays, and I think I actually prefer it that way. I don't celebrate my birthday in a big way. A way for me to celebrate is to be doing a show.
It's kind of a birthday present to your fans, too, then.
Not only fans, but, you know, some original fans. Some fans from the start that saw us play back 2007, 2006 around Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. And it's honestly the best birthday present I could get is the opportunity to see those faces out in the crowd again. Because it'll take me back, you know.
Speaking of faces in the crowd, one of those faces is probably going to be our afternoon gal, Lindsay Kay. She wanted me to tell you that she absolutely loves you. So I just want to make sure that I am giving you a fair warning that if you're signing autographs on Saturday, to just be careful what you're signing because she may be bringing marriage documents. So you may end up being married by the end of your show.
Okay, so double check what I'm signing.
Exactly, 100%, absolutely.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, I'm here for you, man. So being that you're on the road a lot and you're from this area, when you come home, what are like three things that you have to do when you get back?
Well, in Battle Creek, I go to Sweetwater's Donuts. That's definitely one of them. I'd love to go to Food Dance in Kalamazoo. That's another one. And then I'd probably say like go down to Louie's Bar in Kalamazoo, one of the old spots I used to play. You know, just check on my old hangouts, make sure they're all still intact and up and rocking.
There you go.
You know, I guess just some things you miss because when I was a kid, I used to go up to Sweetwater's Donuts and get a chocolate milk and a couple donut holes and hang out with my sisters. And I guess I just think about those things. And maybe it's not so much the donuts as it is the memories, but
sure.
The donuts are pretty good, too.
So let's talk a little bit more about your music. Looking back from when you first started until now, being that you released your new album, El Rio, this year, how would you say that your music's kind of evolved since your first release?
Well, I would say it's just gotten a lot closer to what my real influences are. I was turned on to Elvis Presley and all the great 50s rock and roll out of Sun Records out of Memphis, Tennessee, and old country music like outlaw country, Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings and Kenny Rogers, and a bunch of great old music from my parents, you know. They love that stuff, and they turned me on to it, and I became a big fan. And I guess my dad and I would kind of entertain the family with songs and sing along and dance and do all kinds of stuff. So I was an entertainer, and especially with that type of music when I was really little. You know, as a guitar player, I've gone down into the blues and loved Stevie Ray Vaughan and played blues around Kalamazoo and Battle Creek as well. Have a deep and abiding respect for it as a music. And then all the rock and roll that came from blues as well, naturally. So my influences, and Bob Seger, being a Michigan boy and growing up and listening to Bob was a really big deal. So when you first get to Nashville, you know, sometimes it's hard to find your way and really find your voice. And maybe it's more about having the momentum to be able to do all that stuff. And I'm not really sure what it is, but I know now that I'm a lot closer. In my opinion, I listen to the recordings. Maybe I'm just a better recording artist. You know, maybe I just have more experience. I've definitely played a lot of shows since then. I'm always trying to grow, though, as an artist. I don't ever want to just stay still and think, oh, this is what I do, and here you go. I always try to push myself mentally, physically, spiritually, musically, of course. But I'd say it's a lot closer now. It's a lot closer to, you know, what really is in my wheelhouse and what really turns me on musically. And I think that's a fair pursuit, you know, because the best an artist can ever be is the most honest.
Well, and speaking of honesty, you have, honestly, probably one of the best style and fashion senses out there. How do you pick out your style and what you wear?
Well, probably from the same era, you know. The 50s and 60s, I definitely pull from that, whether it's subconsciously or not, I'm not sure. And then I travel a lot, you know, so I'm always seeing people. I'm seeing what people are wearing. I'm always in different places. I think that helps me to stay up on what's happening because I'm always seeing it walk in front of me.
So do you have people that kind of give you suggestions too? Like, hey, you know, I saw this and I thought Frankie right away.
You know, it's just me. I've been wanting to dress myself ever since I was a little kid, you know. I feel like it's a cool way to express yourself. And I feel it as an expression, and I enjoy doing it. So I get a little bit offended when people start trying to help. Right. I don't know why. I'm still that little kid going, I want to dress myself, you know, but it doesn't match. Well, I don't care, you know. I'm still stuck in that mindset. So I love doing it, and I love the way that clothes can make you feel if you got the right thing on. I feel like when I'm dressed, I have a lot more confidence. I always tried to look my best because I never felt right unless I did, which is probably a problem much deeper than you and I could figure out. Right. But I think that's a big part of it, man. I've always wanted to try and look my best so that I feel my best.
Look good on the outside, you feel good on the inside.
So. That's right, brother.
If they made a movie about your life, who would they cast as your parents?
Oh, man. That's an original question for sure. I would try to get Tom Selleck to be my dad. He might be a little taller, but that's okay. You know, it's okay for my dad to come across larger than life because he's definitely larger than life to me. So my dad's got the mustache and the cool hair, and I think Tom Selleck would be good. Let's see, for my mom, I got to be careful how I answer this one. It'd have to be a great actress. Wow. Sally Fields is too old, but that would be a good person, but she's too old.
Well, we can say Sally Fields when she was, you know, in her, you know, mid-30s or late-30s, whatever you want to do. We can do that. That's okay. Because it's a movie about your life. It could be any time.
Okay, let's do that. We're going to have to cast Sally back, you know, in the 90s, but that's fine.
All right, perfect. So I'm trying to ask you questions that nobody's asked you before, but I did do a lot of research here trying to come up with questions, and I stumbled upon this one that you were asked back in 2011, and I want to see if your answer has changed, which I know it has, but if you can change places with anyone for 24 hours, who would it be?
They got to be alive, right?
Yeah.
24 hours. That's a good question. Bruno Mars comes to mind just because I feel like maybe I could steal a couple of his moves because he's got some cool stuff going on, and then I could hopefully bring it back to myself. Or maybe I'd like to be... I mean, I like to be the president for 24 hours. That'd be pretty cool because I would just like to feel what it feels like. Like what
sure.
The pressure feels. How much pressure does it actually feel like? What's going on in this White House?
I don't know if I could make it 24 hours myself, man. Too much stress. Too much stress.
Yeah, it'd be fun, though. It'd be fun to see what it was like.
Do you remember what your answer was back in 2011?
I
think
you
laughed. Your exact quote was, I'd be Russell Brand so I could be married to Katy Perry.
Oh, man.
The good news is I think that's, things are working out in your favor, because I think she's single now.
That would be a tough 24 hours.
That would be. Let's talk more about your show on Saturday. All the proceeds from this show are going towards the FTL Sarcoma Fund. Tell me a little bit more about Lindsay and about the charity that this is going to be benefiting.
Yeah, sure. Lindsay Wallerman is the lady's name. She was a Warner Brothers promotional rep, which basically means she comes around to radio stations in her region and she's going, hey, I got the hot new Frankie Ballard single. You got to play this. You know, and that was her job. And so we traveled around the country a lot and worked my first couple of singles at radio and had a great time. And she was just a special person. She's one of those people who had a smile that could just blow up a room, you know, and you wanted to go talk to her just because of the way she smiled. She was diagnosed with this rare bone cancer in her hip called sarcoma. It took her life in under a year. I mean, she was really young when she died, like 28. So it's just scary, you know, you're going, wow, because this is somebody my age, and look at how fast and how dangerous something like this is. One of her dying wishes was to try to know more about this terrible cancer that took her life, what that means. And so a lot of her friends and former coworkers have really worked hard to put together the FTL for the Lens, is what that stands for, because that's something we were sort of chanting. We had t-shirts made while she was fighting for her life. So the For the Lens thing stuck, so it's FTL Sarcoma Fund. And yeah, you know, I've done this show in Kalamazoo. This will be the 8th year, and it's been fantastic, and I remember every single one of them, and they've all been fun. But now that there's a charity element, and I've got to the point where we can try to turn it into 2 shows and really make it a community event, a giving event, not just a homecoming party or something like that. We really went for the FTL thing this year. We have an auction. We've got all kinds of fun stuff, guitar techs for the day and VIP packages that people are buying for the shows, and it's going to be a great 2 nights, because this is something that Lindsay wanted, and I think we got an opportunity to really send some money that way this year. So I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited. I'm so thankful for the patrons of Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo and Battle Creek for coming to the show and buying tickets, because they're doing a really great thing for a great friend of mine. And she was from Michigan. She was from Ubley, Michigan, which is over in the Thumb. And I mentioned the community side of things, and I think this is a charity show that can hopefully continue on for a long time and, you know, change every year. It's not necessarily tied to anything. You know, we did it one year. The first year it was charitable. We did it for a cancer research hospital for children up in Grand Rapids. And I think it'd be really cool to turn it into that. I mean, that's my way of giving back. Coming in and doing a show and everybody come, buy tickets and buy some cool merchandise and buy some VIP stuff and buy something at the auction. And let's put together a bunch of money in Kalamazoo every year and then give it to somebody that needs it, you know, and make it a real community event. I don't know who needs it, but let's make it local. And so that's really my dream for it eventually, but this year it's for FPL.
I've dubbed this Five with Frankie. Basically, where I'm going to say five words or phrases, and I want you to give me the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't overthink it. Super casual, okay?
Yeah, these are fun.
Number one, vacation.
Is it just one word?
Yep. So, well, you can give me a couple words if you'd like.
Okay, Florida. We used to go to Florida all the time, and Florida popped right up.
Country music.
Johnny Horton.
Frankie Ballard.
Oh, man. This is therapeutic. Family. Family comes to mind first.
2016.
I got this vision of a lumber yard.
That's interesting.
And I just see me out there moving 2x4s. You know? And I don't know, I can't get to the bottom of the pile of 2x4s. I'm standing at this big giant pile and I got to move them from A to B, and that's what 2016 feels like.
Maybe that's symbolism that your work's not done yet. You still got more to go.
There's no doubt about that, brother.
All right, and then finally, the fifth one, 2017.
Oh, man. I got this vision of traveling, lots of travel. We'll be out all of 2017 touring and promoting a new single and making music. And I definitely think 2017 is going to be a creative year for me. We have this new album out and we've been out promoting it, but it's time. I can feel it. I can feel a creative wave coming on. I've started writing some songs and doing some recording, and there's going to be a ton of that going on next year.
Well, I look forward to 2017 to see what it brings you. And I definitely appreciate taking the time to chat with me here today. Frankie Ballard going to be at Kalamazoo's State Theater tomorrow and Saturday. You can still get tickets for Saturday's show by going to Ticketmaster.com. Frankie, thank you again so much for joining us.
Got it, Maddie. Thank you very much. Adios.